Today, we continue with lesson number 24 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Nazir. We continue with the 8th and 9th Mishnah of the 6th Perek, Perek Vov, Mishnah Ches, and Mishnah Tes. Mishnah Ches proceeds with more elaboration upon the process of the Tiglachas HaTaharo. We learned yesterday that a Nazir who successfully completes his Nazirus brings three Karbonos, a Chatos, an Ola, and a Shlomim, and takes the haircut after those Karbonos. Now, these karbonos are specified in the Torah. The Torah tells you exactly the kivsa, the female sheep for the chatos, the keves, the male sheep for the olo, and the ayil, the ram, for the shlomim. And this is specified in the Torah. Normally, when a person brings a karbon, he must designate the animal and say, this animal is for karbon X, and this animal is for karbon Y, etc. In this case, as we will see, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Hevi shalosh behemos velo perish. Suppose he simply takes these three animals from his farm and brings them, the three of them, without ever designating which is for the chatos and which is for the yola and which is for the shlomim. So the halacha is that the kriyas shem, designating by name this, that, is not necessary. He brings the three animals to the Beis HaMikdash. The Kivsa, which is Ruya Lachatos, Tikrav Chatos. Liola, the Keves, which is Ruya, which is Ra'uy, for the Korban Ola, Tikrav Ola is brought as an Ola. La Shlomim, and the Ayil, which is Ra'uy for the Korban Shlomim, Tikrav Shlomim. Fine. So he has these three Korbanos, and he takes his haircut. Now what does he do with his hair? The Torah tells us an interesting thing, that he takes the hair and throws it under the dud, under the kettle, or the pot, in which the shlomim is cooking. Now remember, the korban ola, there's no meat. The meat all goes on the mizbeach. The korban chatos, there's some meat, but that goes to the kohen. The korban shlomim, the nazir himself, can have a party with that meat. So under the pot in which this meat is cooking, and the meat was cooked in a chamber in the southeast corner of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Esras Noshim, and that was called the Lishkas HaNazirim, the chamber of the Nazirim. In there were kettles cooking the meat. He takes his hair and throws it under the kettle, in the fire under the kettle. Hayanotel Sa'ar Rosh Nizro, he takes that hair, U'mishaleach Tachas Hadud, and he throws it under that big cauldron or pot, as the pasuk says, "V'lokaches arosh nizro, v'nosan al ha'esh asher tachas evach hashlomim." He throws it in the fire, which is under the cooking korban shlomim. Now that's in the Beis HaMikdash. Suppose, however, he took his haircut b'medina. He took his haircut, instead of in the Beis HaMikdash, somewhere else, outside the Beis HaMikdash. So, the Tanakhama says, Hoyo Mishaleach Tachas Hadud. That too, he had to take that hair, get it somehow to the Beis HaMikdash, and throw it in the fire under the dud of the Bosar Shlomim. That's our Girsa. Bamedvar Mamurim, when does he throw hair, his hair that he cut under the dud, b'tiglachas ha-tahara? Only in the case that we've been discussing, namely a haircut which is taken at the end of a successfully concluded nazirus. Avo b'tiglachas ha-tumah, the haircut which he takes when he became tomei, and we learned he has to have hazor, shlishi, shvi, and then he takes the haircut, etc. That hair does not go under the dud. But it's just discarded, perhaps burnt somewhere else, but not tachas hadud. That's the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Meir Omer, hakol mishalchin tachas hadud. Rav Meir says, whether it's a taglachas hatara in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Medina, outside the Beis HaMikdash, goes to the Dud. And similarly, taglachas hatuma in the Mikdash goes tachas Dud. Now, by taglachas hatuma, the karbonos are not chatas oyla shlomim, but rather chatas oyla osham. The osham is also cooked in a kettle, so in a Dud, in a cauldron. So that's the fire under the Dod HaOsham is where the hair from the Glachas HaTumah is discarded, according to Rabbi Meir. Chutz min HaTomei Shebamdino Bilvat. The only exception where Rabbi Meir agrees that it's not thrown Tachas HaDud is when it's Tiglachas HaTumah outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Then it is buried somewhere, but not burned under the Dud of a Korban. That's Mishneh Ches. Mishneh Tes. Now this meat is now cooking. And the meat is the meat of the Korban Shlomim. Back to a Tiglachas HaTahara. We've learned already some of the differences between a regular, ordinary Shlomim and the Shlomim which a Nazir brings. Back in Perek Dalet, Mishneh Vov, we learned that the Shalmei Nozir are not eaten for day, night, day, for Shnei Yomim V'Laila Echot, but rather only day, night. So if it's brought on Wednesday, a regular Shlomim brought on Wednesday can be eaten Wednesday, Wednesday night, and all day Thursday until sunset Thursday. But the Shalmei Nozir, if brought on Wednesday, can only be eaten that day, Wednesday, and Wednesday night until the morning, but that's it. That's Shalmei Nozir. That's one difference. But there are two other major differences, and that is that accompanying a regular shlomim are four types of bread. Three types of matzos, chalos, rekikim, and soles morbeches, three matzos prepared in three different ways, and chalas lechem chometz, which is not matzah. Four sets of 10 breads each accompany a regular shlomim. Shalmei Nozir, it's only two types of bread, 10 each. They are a matzos soles chalos belulos bashemen, or a kike matzos meshuchim bashemen. So he has 10 kind of rolls and 10 kind of biscuits. And that's what the Nazir brings with his shlomim. These two types of matzah, chalos and rekikim, 10 from each type, total of 20. With other karbanos shlomim, the person who brings the Korban Shlomim takes two parts of the animal, the choze, the sternum, the breast bone of the animal and the meat on it, and the shok in the right thigh. Shalmei Nozir, in addition, the Kohen gives, besides the choze of a shok, also the zroa b'shela, the cooked right forearm of the animal. So, the person, the Nazir, was cooking his shlomim in this cauldron, this dud, in the lishkas ha-nazirim and the beis ha-migdash. Osholkon, sholkon means he was cooking them, overcooking them, thoroughly cooking them. Ha-kohen notil es hazroa b'shelo min ha-ayil. The Kohen is permitted to take, besides the choz of a shok, he also takes, the choz of a shok, by the way, he takes before the bishul, before it's cooked, when the animal is still raw, just shechted. He removes the choz of a shok and he does what he wishes with them, the Kohen. Certain constrictions, they are his. The zroa, after it's cooked, he takes the zroa from the ayil, the shlomim of the nazir, and in addition takes one of each type of matzah. The chalas matzah achas min hasal urikik matzah echod. One of the 10 chalos matzah and one of the 10 rikikei matzah. Now he takes this, v'nosein, he takes all of this and puts it al kape hanozir, puts it on the open hand of the nozir, hands of the nozir, umanifon. And he puts his hands, the Kohen's hands, under the hands of the Nazir. On top of the Nazir is these various things, his raw b'shela and the chalos, the matzos, and chalos matzos, or kike matzos. And he makes various movements. He does a tenufa. He waves the Nazir's hands front to back, back and forth, and also left to right. I mean, sorry, back and forth, and also up and down. Molichu mevima aleo morid, as the pasuk explains. V'yachakach, after all this is done, the kohen has his roh b'sheila, he has, etc., and the tenufa has been done, everything is done. Now, hutar hanozel ishtos yayin, party time, he can drink wine, and funeral time, ulihi tomei la mesim, he can become tomei to mesim. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Shimon disagrees. And Rabbi Shimon says that the Nazir is permitted to drink wine, to become a Tamala Mesim, as soon as there's been a Zrika Saddam, as soon as the blood of one of the three Korbanos, any of the three Korbanos, has been sprinkled. He doesn't have to wait till the conclusion of the entire procedure. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kevon Shenizrak Olov Echod Min Hadomim, once the blood has been sprinkled from one of the bloods, from one of the three animals, Hutara Nozer Lishtos Bayayin Ulihi Tamei L'Meisim, and Nozer can drink wine and become Tamei L'Meisim. The Gemara has a drosha that here it says V'Achar Yishtah HaNozer Yayin, and back in Pasuk Gutes it says Achar Hiskalcho Es Nizro Mashom Achamaisa Yechidi, which is the Giluach, Afkan, Achamaisi Yechidi, which is one Zrika Saddam. So he has a special drosha which teaches him that the whole procedure is not ma'akev. The whole procedure is not necessary. It's a mitzvah, but it's not necessary in order for the nazir to be mutar, to drink wine, and to become tomei lemeis. And the halacha is, as the Rambam paskins, like Rabbi Shimon. And so we have concluded lesson number 24.